There's been something of a back-and-forth struggle to get NuVista the access they need to conduct research the state legislature funded them to do in a park the state legislature made those activities illegal in. The director of DNR's Parks and Recreation Department granted special permission for NuVista to use helicopters on 7 days this summer and fall. Presumably, the helicopters will transport some researchers who are studying fish, birds, and the water flow around Chicoutimi Lake, the site for a proposed dam. Some others, though not many, do intend to use the exclusive wilderness part of the park this year for more of what it's designed for, and hopefully not while those helos are buzzing around overhead. One of those is Will Cheney of Dillingham.
The Tick-Tick Park is, of course, a place we've spent time in the past and really appreciate. And I've got some friends of the family that were interested in coming up and spending some time taking a trip and possibly doing some moose hunting. And it's a big enough of an excursion that was one of the concerns.
Cheney receives NuVista's emails and he checked their website, but he hadn't heard what dates NuVista was planning their operations. So he sent them an email directly.
And asked politely where they were going to be and when they were going to be there. And the response I got back was that they didn't have any plans to be in the park at that time of the year.
The answer Cheney got was vague and actually seemed to conflict with responses others had received from NuVista.
It seems that we're getting a mixed message, and that's a shame, because if we did get the trip going and end up, you know, up there and expect to have that wilderness scenery and no helicopter traffic and it ends up showing up there, that'd be somewhat of a letdown, I think.
Cheney says getting to Chicoutimi requires something of an excursion, whether it's by plane in the summer or snow machine in the winter, but that's part of the value for him and other travelers, and that if you go far enough, you'll reach a spot that's about as uninterrupted wilderness as it gets.
You, for the most part, can expect to be in the middle of what a lot of us consider our region. I mean, that is a good representation of why people come as far as they do to get here. And we don't get there as much as we'd like to, you know, and it'd be a shame to make the effort this year and have it share it with a helicopter and a team of geologists or who knows what, I guess, is the other concern, because it seems it's difficult to get the answers.
KDLG News called NuVista last Thursday for some clarification on the time frame and scope of the research activities planned for 2013. New to this year, we were told that all media requests for information or interviews must be approved. As of Saturday, none of our questions had been responded to or answered. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.